1,200 miles. He added that these strikes on Russia's oil infrastructure are a fair response to frequent Russian strikes on Ukrainian cities. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Kyiv.
This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Thunderstorms, some of them severe, swept across the state overnight. Locally heavy rainfall is causing flooding in some areas. Previous flash flood warnings have since expired, but a flood warning remains in effect for portions of Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Jefferson, Lyon, Osage, Riley, and Shawnee counties. A flood watch covers the rest of eastern Kansas and almost all of Missouri. A tornado warning was issued for Republic County in north central Kansas overnight. Several tornado warnings were also issued for northwestern Kansas, where baseball-sized hail was reported and tornado-like winds knocked down trees and power lines. In sports, at Arrowhead Stadium, Curaçao held Ecuador to a scoreless draw in the World Cup yesterday. The next match at Arrowhead is Tunisia versus the Netherlands on Thursday, June 25th. In the U.S. Open Golf Championship, Sam Stevens of Wichita is still tied for second, heading into the final round. The problem is the leader, Wyndham Clark, extended his lead to 6 strokes over his closest pursuers. Stevens says the key is getting off to a good start in today's final round.
Hopefully I can hit some good shots early, make a few putts, and get a little mojo going early and see what happens.
Stevens is tied with 3 others for second. Topeka native Gary Woodland is tied for 17th. Overland Park native Harry Higgs dropped to 42nd. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Cigna Healthcare. At Cigna Healthcare, they're dedicated to being there through life's everyday and extraordinary health moments. Learn more at cigna.com/better. This is NPR.
We still have a chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. Then this afternoon, partly sunny with the chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs today only in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy overnight tonight with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, partly sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. It's 71 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Archivist of the United States Colleen Shogan and Pulitzer Prize-winning author Beverly Gage, June 29, 7 p.m., more at doleinstitute.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. That's just about 15 minutes away here on KPR. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me later today for Prairie Journal. This week on Prairie Journal, President Dwight D. Eisenhower and the Red Scare tactics of Joseph McCarthy.
Ike's rationale was, if I give him attention, if I give McCarthy attention, it'll just make him more prominent. And Harry Truman had taken on McCarthy and really criticized him publicly, but McCarthy had only risen in stature during the Truman years. And so Ike said he was not going to get down in the gutter with that guy.
Ike and McCarthy, the story of the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, and Mary White, the daughter of Emporia newspaper publisher William Allen White. It's all on our Kansas 250 bookshelf series on Prairie Journal. 11 o'clock this morning on KPR 1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Baroque Consortium, presenting their summer series, Barocco Italiano, featuring the music of Vivaldi, Corelli, Pergolesi, and more. Opening concerts on June 19th and June 21st. Tickets available at kcbaroque.org.
It's 67 degrees in Atchison, 71 in Chanute, 70 degrees and raining in Emporia, 70 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Water supply and their current river sharing agreement expires this fall. For NPR News, I'm David Kondos at Lake Powell in Utah.
This is NPR News.
You've heard of dad jokes, but on this Father's Day, how about the best dad movies?
Could be any kind of like action movie. Or I think like people put war movies in this category a lot. Anything with Harrison Ford.
We'll talk with two NPR dad journalists about their dad movie moments and whether the trope is shifting. Join me, Ping Huang, on All Things Considered.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Forget the dad jokes. Coming up in just 20 minutes, we'll have dad household tips from This Old House Radio Hour. That's coming up at 10 o'clock on KPR One. If you're listening to us on KPR 2, stay with us for This American Life. Today on This American Life, desperate times call for desperate measures. That's at 10 o'clock on KPR 2.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
We have a rainy Father's Day in store, a rainy summer solstice as well. Partly sunny skies this afternoon, but still a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs today in the lower 80s. Winds from the southwest with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Partly sunny for tomorrow. Highs in the mid-70s. A flood warning remains in effect for the Wakarusa River in Shawnee County. The rest of us under a flood watch. It's 71 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, providing health care
all in one place, committed to helping investors in any life stage with their investing goals. More at schwab.com. From Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This Old House Radio Hour with tips for dad on this Father's Day and for everyone else as well. That's on This Old House Radio Hour, coming up next on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
It looks like it's still rainy in the Kansas City area, but it has more or less moved out for the rest of us. Still cloudy skies, a continued chance of showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the lower 80s. It's 70 degrees in Manhattan, 71 in Lawrence.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. From LAist and APM, American Public Media, it's This Old House Radio Hour. I'm Jen Largess. Every dad in America has a theory about the thermostat. Turn it up, turn it down, shut the vents. But what actually saves money?
When you close vents in one room, you are increasing the pressure in the duct system and you may be increasing the amount of leakage.
Comedian Ben Glebe's modest San Fernando Valley home may be hiding the future of late night comedy.
This home, it was owned back in the 50s by this very famous pop singer. That studio was his studio.
That garage may look like untapped square footage, but turning it into living space is more complicated than just hanging drywall. All of this, plus we're answering your home improvement questions at 877-864-7460. Coming up next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm.
7460. That's 877-864-7460. It's This Old House Radio Hour.
You're listening to This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org, where we're streaming. You can pledge your support and find it in complete KPR 1 and KPR 2 schedule. It's all at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com. We still have a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs today in the lower 80s. Partly sunny for tomorrow. Highs in the mid-70s. It's 72 in Lawrence, 70 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by the
Nouns. I've established a place.
That's next on This Old House Radio Hour.
You're listening to This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me for Prairie Journal coming up at 11 o'clock. Today on Prairie Journal, President Dwight D. Eisenhower and the Red Scare tactics of Joseph McCarthy.
Ike's rationale was, if I give him attention, if I give McCarthy attention, it'll just make him more prominent. And Harry Truman had taken on McCarthy and really criticized him publicly, but McCarthy had only risen in stature during the Truman years. And so Ike said he was not going to get down in the gutter with that guy.
That, plus the story of the Kansas Bureau of Investigation and more. It's our Kansas 250 bookshelf series on Prairie Journal, coming up at 11 o'clock, right after This Old House Radio Hour on KPR.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported. This Old House Radio Hour is supported by 3-Day Blinds. With more than 45 years designing, manufacturing, and installing custom window treatments in a range of styles like motorized treatments for home automation. Online bookings and consultations at 3dayblinds.com. This Old House Radio Hour is supported by Legacy Box, dedicated to helping customers turn boxes with family videos and photos into memories that can be shared with generations to come. More at legacybox.com. This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot, helping customers with tools and guidance on any project, from installation to inspiration. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's Prairie Journal. Today on Prairie Journal, it's part of our Kansas 250 bookshelf series. Coming up next here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including Broadway musicals Mrs. Doubtfire, Waitress, The Book of Mormon, and Legally Blonde, the musical. Details at lead.ku.edu.
Mm-hmm.
50 Bookshelf Series featuring Kansas Notable Books selected by the State Library of Kansas. You can find a complete list of Kansas 250 bookshelf selections at library.ks.gov. I'm Kay McIntyre. We'll have more Prairie Journal coming up right after this. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Prairie Journal on KPR comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline and Headquarters Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org. The National Weather Service has lifted the flood watch that was over the eastern half of the state. There are still a couple of flood warnings, very localized. We're looking for partly sunny skies this afternoon with still a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs today in the lower 80s. It's 72 in Lawrence, 74 in Emporia.
And they deserve good health care, and we'll bring it by any mode that we can.
That's Reverend Rick Hernandez, Executive Director of the Manhattan Free Clinic, which is in the KPR Community Spotlight for the month of June. You can learn more about the clinic and its network of services online at mhkfreeclinic.com. That's mhkfreeclinic.com. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Jay Schaefer.
Weekends are for catching up.
That's really the question I think that we're all asking.
For slowing down.
I think if you're around the right people in the right setting, anything can be a comfort movie.
And for taking stock before the week ahead.
That's going to be crucial for whatever comes next.
Weekends are for all things considered, right here on this station.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Prairie Journal on KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a screening of the documentary Nova 78 about William S. Burroughs, showing on June 28th at Liberty Hall. Tickets at freestatefestival.org. And from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventive care. More information available at lmh.org/heart. Coming up next here on KPR, it's 105 Live. Because you care, donate to KPR today for unbiased, in-depth news, inspiration and laughs, thoughtful conversations, and a more informed life. You are an essential part of that equation. Your contribution equals captivating storytelling and a window to the world. Donate at support.kansaspublicradio.org. Raise your hand, count yourself in, and make a difference today. Looks like most of the rain has moved out of the KPR listening area. We've got partly cloudy skies, becoming sunnier as the afternoon goes on. Highs today in the lower 80s. Partly sunny for tomorrow with highs only in the mid-70s. The National Weather Service has issued a flood warning for portions of the KPR listening area, including Atchison and Leavenworth counties.